Where were we in Krishna's pastimes? So Vyomasur was king. Then after that, I was asking the question, when did Krishna shifted from Gokul to Vrindavan? Upananda, his name was Upananda. He told, you shift from here because so many demons are coming, it's not a good place. So let us go to Vrindavan. So they all went in carts and some devotees were walking. They all went to Vrindavan. When they went to Vrindavan, there they built houses near Govardhan, very nice Yamuna river was there. And then, as I told, all these demons were killed till Vyomasura. And then, Vyomasura is formed by. Not like a fire. I'll show you the picture sometime bit. Then you can find out. Then after Vyomasura, till Vyomasura, the demons were killed in Vrindavan. Then after that, Kamsa, he sent Akrura to bring Krishna and Balaram to Mathura. Akrura. So Akrura came, while coming, he was always thinking of Krishna and Balaram. Oh, I'm going to meet Krishna and Balaram. So the moment he came to Vrindavan, Akrura. Kamsa sent Akrura. So Akrura came, and the moment he saw the footprints of Krishna and Balaram, in the footprints there are signs, no?
Yes.
The moment he saw, at that time he did obeisances under pranam to the footprints. Then Akrura went, and it's a big story. I won't tell everything.
But he was a demon.
No. Akrura was a devotee. Akrura was a devotee.
But Mataji, Kamsa sent him to bring the Balaram and Krishna.
See, because Kamsa, he wanted to kill Krishna.
Yes.
And now if you want to bring Krishna to, Kamsa, he tried different ways. So many demons he sent. But Krishna was not being killed. So he thought, now let him come here, then I will kill him through my other powers.
Means that he was thinking that devotee should bring him.
Akrura, yeah, that's why, see, if somebody goes, if a devotee goes, then they will send him. Na?
Yes.
If a demon goes, they will not send. You know what they told him? That Kamsa wants to see you. Like that. Your uncle wants to see you, so you come here.
But Krishna was knowing that Kamsa is
Krishna not knows. Mataji. Yeah, but he has to go to kill him, no? Why Krishna has come here first place? To kill Kamsa. Him. Right. Mataji. To kill all the bad things. Right?
But yes. Akrura is that
uncle of uncle
is
of
a devotee.
Yeah.
And that Kamsa is not a devotee, so why listen to Kamsa?
Kamsa was a king. Kamsa was a king of that place. And Akrura got a good job, no? Because
working
of,
for a king.
Yeah, no, what good job mean? Not working for the king. The good job here is he'll get to meet Lord. Krishna.
But he was not knowing that he is a god.
Who? Akrura knew he is god. Some of them knew.
But
some
Akrura is the uncle of Krishna, no?
Yeah, he is uncle of Krishna, but he knew that he is the supreme lord. See, basically children, Krishna, to some people he will show that he is the supreme lord. To some he will not show. That is his wish.
That my mother was saying that when he was showing these all miracles, so he was doing something that they should forget.
Yeah, at that time he'll show and he'll make them like how we also forget tables. We study tables, we forget, isn't it? But we should not. We cannot compare our memory with theirs. Theirs is spiritual, but this whole thing is Krishna's plan.
Mataji, that many of them say that in the previous lifetime, that all the gopis and that they were saints, so they asked Lord Krishna that we want to be we want to play with you. So so he told that okay, in the next lifetime you will be my
friends.
So
this all they all become friends and all that is there. So where were we now?
On the
Akrura. So now you understood, because see, Kamsa, he sent Akrura because Akrura is a nice person. They will send, no? Otherwise, why will the Vrindavan Vasis send Krishna? 1 minute. Why will they send Krishna Balaram with Akrura? Only because Akrura is a good person. And Kamsa wanted to cheat. He wanted his work to be done. So he sent Akrura. And why did Akrura go? Because now he'll get a chance to meet Krishna.
Yes.
Although he knew that Kamsa is bad. If Krishna comes, something wrong will happen. But he knew at the same time Krishna is God. So he will take care. But he is going to meet Krishna.
Krishna.
Although Kamsa is sending, although he is working for him, but he is going to bring Krishna. You understood now?
Yes.
Is it clear? Now you tell.
No, my question is clear.
Clear? Okay. So now Akrura goes to Vrindavan and everybody, he goes and tells the whole thing that we have to take Krishna Balaram to Kamsa. And that time everybody is very sad because now they will not be able to see Krishna and Balaram.
What?
Krishna Balaram goes to Mathura, how can the gopis see him, see them?
But they will come in few minutes.
They will come in few hours. After
he tells.
Kamsa.
Yeah, but still the gopis had so much attachment to Krishna
that they
told to Brahma. Now see, like this our eyes wink, isn't it? For
yes.
Our eyes keep winking, no? At that few seconds, you are not able to see, isn't it? When we wink, when our eyes wink, palak japaktehi, can you see?
No.
At that 1 second, you can't see Krishna. That much they loved Krishna. They didn't like that even that 1 second if we don't see Krishna, that much they loved Krishna.
Yes.
That much they had bhakti. So they told Brahmaji, why you did like this? Because Brahma is the creator, no?
Yes.
So they told that, why did you do this? That few seconds we can't see Krishna. That much they had love for Krishna. That much they had bhakti for Krishna. Huh? So they were the topmost devotees. So now, for so many days they cannot see Krishna.
Yes.
If that 1 second they cannot live without seeing Krishna, then now if he goes to Mathura, he is going to come in 1 day or what? Huh? So they said, they all lied down on the road. They said, we are not going to allow you to go to Mathura. Then, they all, if you want to go, you cross on our bodies. Then Krishna Balaram said, I have to go because
my uncle has called.
And it's an important, this I have to do this. So don't worry, I promised you, I will come back. He told like that. And then Krishna and Balaram, they went and the gopis until very far the chariot was going. Then the dust raises, no? Until the dust stopped raising, until then they were saying goodbye to Krishna. They were feeling very bad. They had tears in their eyes because they cannot see Krishna. And then Krishna Balaram went to Mathura, and in Mathura there's lot of pastimes. Today I will not tell all of them. Finally he killed Krishna. That full pastime some other time I'll tell.
He killed Kamsa.
And then I'm really sorry. So then Kamsa was killed. Then after that Krishna, after that he settled, he constructed the Dwaraka fort. And in Dwaraka, he settled. And as you know, he married 16,108 wives. In that the first wife was Rukmini. And then was Satyabhama, Jambavati, Bhadra, Lakshmana. Then I had given the notes. Last year, I had taken this in Christmas camp. So all these wives, Krishna got married. Then 16,000 wives he married. 16,108 wives. So this is the Dashavatar. It is there in the other notes. So this way, Krishna got married to 16,108 wives. Now I'll tell you about his daily activities. It is said, every wife had a palace. And one day Narada went to visit all these 16,108 palaces. So when he went to the first palace where Rukmini stays, so Krishna immediately got up from his throne and he washed, he made Narada sit on his throne.
Yes.
And he washed his feet and that water he sprinkled on his head. This is how he used to respect the devotees and the Brahmanas.
There was no best friend of Lord Krishna.
What was his name? Sudama. Yes. So this was about in the first room. And then Krishna asks Narada, what do you want? Narada said, just give me this one blessing that I never forget you. Let me always remember you. So this happened. Then further he went to another palace. In that palace, Krishna was playing chess with one of the devotees there. Then he went to another palace. There Krishna was petting his Lord Krishna had 10 children with each wife, 10 sons. So one of the sons he was batting like this. And another palace he went, Krishna was sitting and all the Brahmanas, they were reciting prayers.
Mataji,
then one...
Lord Krishna has divided him into the
16,108, yes, yes. So he was, so you have seen double role, you must have seen triple role. But here 16,108 roles. Krishna.
Because he had in that every much palace. Wives, so
yeah.
He has to
yes.
transfer.
So he took
them.
Care of, in every palace Narada went, different activity was going on. And in every palace, yeah. Krishna was treating him, oh, you have come, please come, come. Just now only eat it, but still he would call, you have come, sit down, I'll wash your feet. And then you take the water on his head. So like this, Krishna was dealing with him in all the 16,108 palaces. And then after that, what happened, Krishna, I'll just tell about his daily activities. Every day, they had very nice beds, just imagine, Krishna's beds, no? Early time, the cock would crow. Early morning, 3:30
yes.
or something. That time Krishna would jump out of his bed. And Pratham Rukmini will feel, oh, we won't get association of Krishna. All the wives of Krishna will feel, oh, if Krishna gets up, we won't get his association. But Krishna would get up and he would go, he would take a bath and he would start sitting down and start chanting. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. He would start his meditation. Now he is Bhagavan. You and I should not meditate on ourselves. Because he is God, so he can meditate on his name. But we can't do, okay, now I'll chant my name, come on. Not like that. But we should learn from Krishna that we should chant the names of Krishna. Krishna would chant his names. And then he would give thousands of cows in charity to the Brahmanas every day. And not ordinary cows. They would be covered with gold and silver. And this way he would give the cows to all of them. Then after that, all the wives, although they had so many servants, they themselves would cook for Krishna. And then they would give him, he would eat his breakfast or lunch, whatever. And then he would go to office.
Office?
Yeah, his office, yeah, his office was in Sudharma Hall. He was Dwaraka, king of Dwaraka, no? He's a kingdom, no?
He was not
very
ordinary, what actually that men do.
Not that way, not office, for you I just told office. Krishna, then he would come out, all the wives would come to say goodbye to him. Like your father goes to office, your mother comes to tell goodbye, isn't it? Like that, when Krishna used to go for work, all the wives, 16,108 wives, they would come to tell goodbye to him. To, 1 minute, so all the 16, both your questions I'll take after this. The 16,108, they would get into 16,108 chariots. Okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. And from there, all of them would say, goodbye Krishna, please come soon. They used to feel very bad. Again, they cannot see Krishna for so long time. No? So then, they would, Krishna would go to the office and then when he'll get down from the 16,100 and chariots, then he'll become as one Krishna.
That's it.
So all of them will become into one Krishna and then he'll go to his office, parliament. Okay. So his office, the hall was named Sudharma Hall. And the chariot driver was Dwaraka. So then Lord Krishna would go to the office, he will attend to all the problems. Why? Oh, you had this thing, he'll immediately solve all the problems. Because he was the king of Dwaraka, no? And then you solve. Then again, in the evening, while going, 16,108, they would get up into the chariots. And then from the chariots, they'll go to their home. And then he will be with his Sri Krishna Bhagavan ki.
Yes.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.